This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Frank Morano.
Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. Well, the world has gone UFO crazy. We have seen the discussion of ETs and extraterrestrials go from something that was discussed exclusively on late night radio programs and in supermarket tabloids to being covered as a mainstream news story on CNN, on Fox News, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, on 60 Minutes. And I've been trying to explore as many different aspects of this story as possible. So last week or the week before, I had a great time talking with Michael Horn, the American representative for UFO contactee Billy Meyer and the world's leading authority on UFOs. And he had so many interesting things to say, not just about some of these videos that we've been seeing and which has gotten so much attention, not just about this UFO report that the Pentagon is releasing last month, but actual communications from extraterrestrials to Billy Meyer. So we barely scratched the surface the last time Michael was on the show, and you can check out his website, theyfly.com, for a little more information. That's theyfly.com. I wanted to invite Michael back to have a little more time to explore how significant this is. Michael, thanks for coming back, and thanks for staying up late with us.
I have to laugh about that one. Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be back. I really, really appreciated the last interview, and I'm glad to be back. And hopefully we get into some more interesting information for you and your audience.
So, Michael, remind us, if people didn't hear our prior discussion, who is Billy Meyer, and how did you come to be associated with him?
Sure. Billy Meyer is a now 84-year-old Swiss man. He claims that he began his contacts with extraterrestrial human beings when he was 5 years old in 1942, and that these contacts continue to this day. They've actually been proven to be authentic, and it takes literally 5 minutes if somebody wants to do that, and I'm not about to start going down that road because I think, you know, if your audience has any questions about this, I'm glad to try to address it and direct them to that. But Meyer is a very interesting man. His contacts are transcribed by him after he meets with these people. And there are to date, I think, something like over 770 of these transcripts that began in 1975 with additional transcripts that were recovered from his earlier meetings with these people, beginning when he was about 10 years of age. It's rather remarkable stuff. And I happened to walk into a bookstore in Los Angeles some, 42 years ago, and saw the first photo book of, you know, Meyer's remarkably clear UFO photos. As a matter of fact, his photos are pretty well known worldwide, but people don't know that they were taken by him. For instance, the poster for the X-Files, I Want to Believe, is one of his photographs that, with his permission, was modified slightly so they could make it into that poster. But a year and a half ago, or two at the most, Sotheby's auctioned off about, I think, 16, 17 of his photos or something like that. There were thousands of dollars spent to get actually very poor prints of what are available to people. But there are people that know about this all over the world. It's a small number, relatively. And he's just, he does not run around. He does not do what I do, which is go out and speak for him. I asked to be able to do that in 2004 in one of my visits to Switzerland. I've been there 20 times to meet with him, to interview him, to try to see if I could trick him with answers that he was giving to questions, and they were always the same and effortlessly delivered. And in 2004, I asked if I could voluntarily represent him in the American and English-speaking media, and so here I am again visiting with you.
Well, and I'm pleased that you are. So just to go back to the genesis of this, Billy Meier been contacted consistently by extraterrestrials since he was 5 years old. Do you have a theory or do you know why the aliens would have picked Billy Meier, of all people, of all 6 billion people on the planet, why this little boy?
Well, I like to say, according to the information in the case, when it's something that is the information in the case that I can neither prove nor disprove. As I said, I made a claim this case is authentic and it's been proven. Well, we have that documentation. That's pretty easy. But the answer that I'm going to give you to this question is not easy to document because there's truly no way of knowing it. So here's the answer. According to this information, young Edward Albert Meyer, 5 years of age in Bülach, Switzerland in 1942, was the current personality, the current person who would be the seventh and final person to be a contactee with these particular human beings and a final prophet for the Earth. Now, this always has overtones of, of whatever you conjure up when you hear the word prophet and religions and stuff. It's not a religion, it's not a cult, and it's not a belief system. A prophet is somebody who is able to bring forward information to foretell and warn about future events so that people will take those warnings, consider them, and make the necessary corrections, which historically human beings don't do. That's why there's a seventh and final prophet. So what is said in this information is that this young boy was the final prophet for this world, meaning that there were six before him in this lineage, and that each of the previous six, there were like reincarnations of the spirit of the first one. Now, I understand. In all fairness, you try and go into that type of thing, and people say, well, it's crazy. There's no such thing as reincarnation. We may, in our world, believe or not believe in reincarnation, but we can't prove it or disprove it. So that type of information is the kind of thing you read it or you listen to it and you say, well, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, but what can I do with this information? What can I, get my hands on and sink my teeth into, so to speak? What value is this going to be to me? And I'll diverge from that course of explanation to simply say, it's far more important that we know what's in this material than in all of this information. The disinformation about UFOs and extraterrestrials and threats from outer space, that is the current agenda of certain parties, certain official parties. And while this material, is just kind of goes along and along and along. So I'll stop there because there's some interesting connections to the people now involved with so-called disclosure.
Interesting. So if people have questions for Michael Horn, we're going to try and get to as many of them as we can. 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. All right. Well, before we get into some of the people involved in this current disclosure, which I do want to ask you about, just briefly explain. I know you indicated that it's a more complicated story than we may have time for this morning, but briefly explain how Billy Meier's contacts with extraterrestrials have been proven. I can understand why these photographs could be proven as genuine, but how do you actually prove that Billy Meier has been in contact with extraterrestrial species?
Well, let's take one line of, exploration for that. In this material, there are, in German, 45,000 plus, pages that have been published, information. And there's a large body of that, not as many in the thousands of pages, but we have in English, I don't know, I'll throw out a figure, 6,000 to 8,000 pages, let's say, in English. Along with other people, I have, and I actually started doing this in about 1988, I believe, we started to cull from this English language material things that were specifically foretold or explained and in effect were being foretold about events that it turns out had not yet occurred, discoveries that had not been made. Now, this is in no way the type of thing that we would get, let's say, from a Nostradamus type of prophecy, where something is highly symbolic and in many ways vague. You know, the bird will fly between the two bridges or whatever, and then it's up to people to try and figure it out. An event happens and people try to fit it. Well, in the Meyer material, when they take things that are not specifically given as prophecies, but rather as information in response to questions. Now, I'll give you one that is a kind of, in a way, simple one, but it's enormously important. And I had an opportunity to, and I may have, you know, gone into this in our last interview, but I had an opportunity about 8 years ago in Las Vegas when I was at a what's called a MUFON event, had a table that they had graciously given me so that I could present films and books and what have you. And an older fellow came by, and he had his arms crossed in front of him, and he was shaking his head side to side, which was saying no, 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 without words. So I looked up at him, and I said, "Can I help you, sir?" And he said, "Yes, I'm interested in UFOs, but this Billy Meyer case, this has got to be a hoax." And I said, "Well, you know, what do you do?" "Now, I'm a retired judge." Hmm. Now, I've told this story many times, so if it's redundant, if people have heard it before, bear with me, I'll finish quickly. I said to him, "Your Honor, may I step into your courtroom?" And he was just perfectly gracious. And he said, "Yes, step right in. How can I help you?" He looks down kind of at me because I'm at my table. So I stand up to be a little more level with him. And I said, "Well, Your Honor, we have heard that NASA has discovered that the reason for the contraction of the surface of the planet Mercury is because of the metal core. So if I say to you, Your Honor, that my friend in Switzerland, he talked all about this years ago and same information, he was the first, would I have to prove that to you?" And of course he says to me, "Yes, of course, you had have to prove it to me." So I grabbed a book that we happened to have on the table. I opened it to the first two pages. I said, "Your Honor, can you see the copyright date?" "Yes, I can." And we happened to have a marker right at the place in the book where this was part of a conversation that Billy Meyer had with an alleged extraterrestrial woman, and where he says to her, "You know, I've always wondered about what's the reason for the contraction of the surface of the planet Mercury." And she said, "Well, that's not difficult. It's because of the metal core of the planet." And I closed the book and I put it down and I turned to the man and I said, "Your Honor, in your courtroom, who prevails?" And he paused, he squinted, and he said, "You do. How much is the film? How about that book?" And it went from there. Now, I tossed one thing out. If you have one or two or three things, people can be, as Ken Herkenhoff, scientist from USGS and NASA, said, can be a lucky guesser. Ken Herkenhoff at NASA USGS said that in response to 3 pages worth of information I brought to him about 2 years ago on Mars, because he does imaging for the Mars rover. And I handed him the information because he had, again, another gracious person that came out with no appointment on my part. And he said, "You know, can I help you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'd like to give you some information on Mars. I'd love for you to look at it." Gave him 3 pages of information that Billy Meyer had published. We have copyrights and all this. We know when it's published. So he gets back to me later with an email saying about one thing in particular. "I've never heard of lightning on Mars." And so fortunately, about 20-some years after Billy Meyer published it, NASA, quote-unquote, discovered lightning on Mars. So I sent it back to him. So he's going through this whole document, 3 pages worth, and then he finally says to me, "Well, could the man just be a good guesser?" I said, "I don't think so, Ken. This stuff is 1976 or whatever it is Billy Meyer is told about water on Mars, and you guys don't discover it till 32 years later." And then he starts publishing information on what the real content and nature of the canals on Mars are, what the substances are, all this stuff. You know, it's like he even named what the Mars Observer, they put out, I think it was in 2011, I'm not sure, but right around then, the Mars Observer. Well, Meyer publishes this I think, a decade before they ever name this thing, let alone launch it. We've got in 1977 or 8, Billy Meier publishes information. It's in October of 78, I believe, and it's about the most volcanically active body in the solar system is, well, he says it's Io, a moon of Jupiter's. And he not only says it's the most volcanically active body, but in the transcript where he's discussing this again with this alleged extraterrestrial woman, he's reciting what the ejecta of the volcanoes is made of, why the surface of this moon is so unusually smooth, because the matter that's ejected from the volcanoes that does not escape the gravitational, that does escape gravitational pull, goes and it's pulled into the torus around Jupiter, but that which doesn't ends up being pulled back down onto the surface of Io, and that accounts for the smoothness. It goes on and on with all these specifics. So it is given, this information is given to the lead investigator, a man named Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens with the U.S. Air Force. He had retired from the Air Force, but he was still very active in UFO research. And he is bringing it to the States. And I think it's on, I would screw up the date, but it's something like March 4th or March 12th, a Monday in 79, that NASA announces that the most important discovery of the entire Voyager mission is the fact that Io is the most volcanically active body in the solar system.
Wow. So the proof is in the prophecies, in short, Michael.
Yes, and I call, you know, I call it prophetically accurate scientific information, but it, because it is that, and if people want to use another term, it's fine, but because copyrights are the internationally recognized
sure.
standard, you know, legal proof, you can't squirm away from that, and you can 10 minutes or 15 minutes and you're going to find, I mean, you know, we, I think we briefly touched last week, and I'll throw it in now, on the COVID information that we've been publishing from Meier since February 25th of last year. Every single thing we published starting then.
Michael, let me ask you to pause there. We're going to continue with Michael Horn in just a minute. When we come back, I'll ask what prophecies the aliens have given Billy Meier about what we can expect in the near future. I'll also ask how some of what we've been hearing in the UFO disclosure movement plays into what Billy Meier has been saying about his contacts with extraterrestrials. If you have questions for Michael Horn, you're welcome to give us a call, 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. But all that staring up at the night sky is enough to give you a sore neck. And that is where Trinity Rehab comes in. If you have neck pain or back pain or knee pain or shoulder tendonitis or plantar fasciitis or any sort of chronic pain, you need to contact the folks at Trinity Rehab. They will restore your freedom to live your life pain-free. Don't be fooled. This is not your father's physical therapy. This is cutting edge, state of the art stuff. They have something called the EPAT machine, which is so futuristic. I don't even think the extraterrestrials have anything like this yet. The EPAT machine zaps you with this. It's acoustic pressure wave technology. Same kind of things that they use to break up kidney stones. It zaps you with these 3 5-minute sessions. And after 3 5-minute sessions, you're virtually pain-free. If you think that sounds too good to be true, it's not. Call them today, 1-800-518-0977, 1-800-518-0977. You can also go to trinity-rehab.com. They have locations all over the state of New Jersey, Shrewsbury, Woodbridge, Short Hill, Emerson, East Windsor, Paramus, Wayne, all over the state of New Jersey. There's no reason for you to suffer in chronic pain. Before you try surgery, try Trinity Rehab. 800-518-0977. 800-518-0977. Trinity-Rehab.com.
It's the Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. 77 WABC. The Other Side of Midnight presents The Midnight Files.
Thank you. Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it to tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you?
Midnight. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Moreno. We're talking with Michael Horn. Michael Horn has met many times with Billy Meier. Billy Meier is a confirmed UFO and extraterrestrial contactee. The contacts that Billy Meier, who is now in his 80s, has had with extraterrestrials from the time that he was 5 years old until the present have led to a whole bunch of prophecies which have been borne out over time. And this is all documented, and you could check out the website and judge for yourself, theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. Michael Horn, kind enough to share with us his perspective on a lot of what's happening in America and the world these days. And we will take your calls in just a minute. 800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. Michael, I'm just curious, how often do these meetings that Billy Meier has with extraterrestrials take place?
Well, from what I understand now, they are taking place with greater regularity than they have for a while. And that means that sometimes up to once a week, perhaps on rare occasions more than once a week. But they used to be, let's say, regularly for a period of time, we'd say once a month, perhaps once every couple of weeks. But now it's, from what I understand, it's more like once a week.
All right. Well, Eddie in Nassau County has a question. Eddie, what's your question for Michael Horn?
Well, just a statement about when I was attached to a military police unit some decades ago on the border of New York and Canada. We were sent to inspect the supposed landing of a UFO. And upon arriving upon the scene, two humanoids exited the vehicle dressed with gold chains around their neck, gold bracelets around their hands, and diamonds on their fingers. And we stated, do ETs always dress with gold chains and gold bracelets and diamond rings? They looked at each other momentarily and replied, not so much to Goyim.
All right. Well, we gotta keep our sense of humor. Not bad, Eddie. Not bad. 800-848-9222. It's 1-800-848-WABC. Now, Michael, tell me what's happening with the UFO disclosure movement in this country these days. We've seen some people who've been in the government before at a fairly high level. Lou Elizondo, who was the head of the ATIP program, Christopher Mellon, who was the deputy secretary of state, appear on 60 Minutes and elsewhere, talking about the government not being candid with the American people. From your perspective, is what they're saying accurate? Are they being candid with their knowledge of UFOs and extraterrestrials?
Well, I would say that they were being accurate with that type of statement, but I would also say that they're not being candid and true to the American people. And I really can kind of substantiate something. So what I'm going to do, and I generally don't like to read anything, but I'll make this quick so that you can understand why I'm saying this. Here, this is a quote. I have to wonder why the sudden media love affair with these sightings. One possibility is that the powers that be encourage safe UFO stories, i.e. ones that have no real tangible proof. The other possibility is that there's a false flag event like a fake ET landing or even attack in the works. What better way to try to terrify and control the masses and bolster the weapons industry, which already utilizes fake alien abductions and animal mutilations to push for more weapons? Now, that was published October 4th, 2010, 11 years ago, by me, when I was already sensing and foreseeing that there were things that were going to be coming that would not be legit. Here's, you know, my, let's say, current awareness about Lou Elizondo's position is now he has basically ruled out that these are the adversaries, any of our adversary nations like Russia or China that have this technology. So that sounds like he's talking about an ET. And of course, his, you know, favorite word, threat, the possibility that we're faced with an extraterrestrial threat. I tried to dispel this a couple months ago when I pointed out some very, I mean, anybody could figure this out. This is common sense. Any advanced adversary on any level, right here on Earth, from outer space, anything that intends to do harm or attack or take over another, you know, person, a country, a world, does not wait decades and decades and decades to do it. It does not then also play cat and mouse with people if that's their intention. They do not give away the element of surprise. The threat here is from the disinformation specialists, not from so-called extraterrestrials, certainly not the people who've been meeting with Billy Meyer for something like, 78 years or something like that. So I happen to also know from my own communications with some people that the parties involved here are very well aware of Billy Meyer, but will not mention it. They will not tell people. Lou Elizondo put out a pledge to the American people, a pledge. A military man puts out a pledge. I will always tell the truth. I will push for full disclosure. So I have put at least 10 messages up to him on Twitter, plus emails to people connected to him, saying, Lou, tell the truth about the Billy Meyer case. You have to understand, there's a little background on this, and this is why this is important, because we don't care that much about UFOs. It's about what's the meaning of all this stuff. But here's the deal. Tom DeLonge, the rock and roll singer, partnered up with Lou Elizondo some years ago. Tom DeLonge put up photographs of Billy Meyer's UFOs. At first, he wouldn't even mention Meyer's name. Then he slipped up and admitted that these were his photos. So Tom DeLonge knows about this. Lou Elizondo was the director of To the Stars Academy. He's a military guy of a high level. He has to know. So I happen to have spoken about 10 days ago with his attorney, a man named Daniel Sheehan. Daniel Sheehan was very instrumental in some major cases for the betterment of people with, like, the Pentagon Papers, I think the Karen Silkwood case, a really high-level guy who took on things on behalf of the American people and their right to know and fought the government. He's now representing Lou Elizondo. I had a 12, 15-minute phone call with him, and here's the thing. He knew Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens, lead investigator. He tells me on the phone, well, yeah, I've got Billy Meyer's books right here. So I said to him, Danny, you've got to come clean. Lou Elizondo's not mentioning this. You've got to be honest here. This is real. You know it's real. How can you have a client? How can you, in good faith, for your good name, represent a man who will withhold the truth from the American people? The other person here, the other player, is a man named Chris Mellon from the Mellon banking family. He was in the Defense Department and the government for, I don't know, a dozen years. He was on Joe Rogan. Rogan says something to him about Meyer. He couldn't get it straight, but Chris Mellon said, oh, you mean the Swiss guy? So I sent an email to Chris Mellon, and I listed some of the links that I have on my blog and on my website to the Meyer material, and he writes back a very short thing. I think I mentioned this before. He says, exactly, ! I must have been having a senior moment. All of these people know that this case is singularly authentic. There is no threat here. And beyond that, they are trying to help us survive,
so
not attack.
What's the motivation? Why would folks like Christopher Mellon and Lou Elizondo not want to talk about in a meaningful way the Billy Meyer case? What do they have to gain by pretending that that's somehow less credible than other UFO experiences?
Well, as I'm going to just quote a very brief paragraph here from a document from right around 2006 or 7, in which Meyer asks one of the extraterrestrials to please explain more about the terrestrial UFO situation. And there's a lot of information here, but this is the essence, actually, of the answer. There's a plan. There is a global grouping that has subgroups. Not everybody's directly connected to each other. It goes back about 100 years to the 1920s, where these alternative craft were being developed by different parties, even in different countries. So what this man says to Billy is the following. Additionally, belonging to this plan is the invention of an imaginary extraterrestrial enemy, as well as a danger emerging from this, an enemy and a danger which, naturally, will have to be fought. This is about funding, increased weapons development for war. Now, a lot of people will say, well, could that really be? Why would there be more weapons developed? There is something going on right now. Some of us, that let's say we pay attention to the news, we know that Russia is always being called out for being this demon nation. I don't recall ever being invaded here by Russia, and I don't think they've attacked Canada or South. But the Russians are the big enemy. Now, here's the problem with that. In 2017, among many things that preceded in the Meyer material, because there are prophecies about a coming war with Russia that are very very disheartening. In 2017, Billy Meyer specifically states that the United States of America, aligned with NATO, will have a military base in northern Germany for the purpose of provoking Russia and launching attacks against Russia. This will ultimately contribute to a third world war.
Wow. That's pretty groundbreaking, Michael. I'm going to ask you to pause there, and we'll continue in just a moment. 800-848-WABC. That's 800-848-9222. A couple of you have been commenting in the Facebook group at Morano Radio Fans and Haters. That's MORANO Radio Fans and Haters, about some skepticism of Billy Meyer and the prophecies that he's reported. I'm going to ask Michael about that in just a moment. But first, I want to prophesize what is in your future if you order Life Change Tea. I can tell you two things. One, you're going to have more energy. Two, you're going to have a better digestive system. Before I left for work last night, I made myself a big old pot of Life Change Tea. I drink this stuff every day. It's wonderful. And I'm on a little bit of a fast right now. I haven't really eaten much in the way of solid food. But I can tell you, I've never been more energetic. And I'm still having my digestive system do its thing, even though I haven't really eaten. And I think a big part of that is due to Life Change Tea, because your body still has all these toxins in it from our environment, from the food we're eating, from the alcohol we're consuming, all these free radicals. And if you want to get those toxins out of your system, especially out of your gut, then you've got to try Life Change Tea. You go to the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And if you order some, you'll be able to use the promo code Frank and enjoy free shipping anywhere in the United States. I think if you try this stuff, you will see a big difference right away. I know I have. I drink it every day, and I suspect you'll get it just as hooked as I've been. Getthetea.com, promo code Frank. Getthetea.com, promo code Frank. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Moreno. Talking with Michael Horn, he is the U.S. representative for Billy Meier, a gentleman who is 84 years old, a Swiss gentleman who has been visited by extraterrestrials since he was 5 years old. Those extraterrestrials have given him a number of prophecies. You can check out the historical accuracy of those predictions at the website theyfly.com. That's they, FLY.com. Michael, you were explaining how the extraterrestrials that Billy Meier has been in contact with have indicated that some forces in this country want to use this UFO disclosure moment that we're experiencing in order to agitate for a war with Russia. Why and what's behind that and what's likely to be the next step in that process?
Well, I don't know if I have the answers to all that, but I'll give it my best shot. The why is, and this is where people, you know, can all disagree or be offended or whatever, the information also presented in this case, which is quite extensive, about the true histories of various countries in the world and the United States, it shows that there has been, for the very longest time, in effect, a secret government. It's not, in a sense, that much of a secret. Meier and the Play Aaron have simply said the true government, the true government of the U.S. is the CIA. They've even gone so far to say it's the true world government, and that the agenda is and has been, actually in a sense, since, you know, very early in terms, if not at the very inception of the country, not that far afterwards, to expand and control the world. Now, let's just for a moment, if we can be neutral about it, look at the idea that we have the most incredibly large defense budget in the world. It's many times, you know, the combined defense budgets of other countries. Why would that be the case when we are surrounded on east and west with oceans separating us from all other countries, and north and south we have Canada and then, you know, Mexico, South America? Neither of those countries, to my knowledge, have launched an invasion that has required that we have trillions of dollars worth of weapons. So we often hear the idea that this protects American interests. Now, if Russia, you know, when Russia was getting involved with Cuba, we were getting very agitated about that long ago. So if Russia said, well, we're protecting Russian interests, well, we'd be outraged, and especially if they start to say, you know, we're coming for Canada, we're protecting Russian interests. And it's true of many countries. You have a certain nationalistic or, you know, quote unquote patriotic kind of viewpoint that your country can do no wrong. But the facts, as they're presented in the Meier case, are that this country has always had great ambitions to rule the world, to be the global policeman, and even as far back as 1981 and 87, in what's called the Hanak prophecies. It's the foretelling that these policies of the United States are going to result in that war. And unfortunately, as number 217 in the Hanak prophecy says, far in the West it will be different. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. Now, who wants to hear that? I don't. But if it's there, it's in this material, doesn't mean it's true. But what's happening with our policies? Why do we suddenly, after decades of all of this marginalization of UFOs, it's tabloid topic, suddenly there's an alien threat, or it's the threat of our adversaries? Wait and see. This is going to result in additional military and weapons developments concerns that you know already are bogus, because they've appointed a committee that's got 6+ months to deal with an imminent threat. This is an insult, more of an insult to the intelligence of the American people than saying that the policies are, you know, warmongering and all the rest. And Meier specifically warns in the same thing that I read to you about Germany, and I got it wrong, it's really the south of Germany, but it's copyright. We published it on our website in 2017, and in June of 2018, it was announced. It's news. So people that are skeptical, I respect that. Test it, though. Just because we don't believe something, don't like something, whatever, that doesn't make it true, and it doesn't make it false. So when in 2017, when Meier says, through speculators, a global financial and economic crisis will be called forth such as has never before occurred. Consequently, also, the entire world of finance, I'm squirming around to read this, the entire world of finance will get into great trouble. And also, I'm moving around with papers here. No, it's the whole thing's going to fall apart. It's basically what they're saying, terribleness and all, and great lack coming and shortage of economic goods. And all of this coming. And the other thing they say is that it's going to be that the American people, this is a warning for us, will be dispossessed. The government will turn the military and the police against the partly heavily armed populace who are up in arms, quite literally, about this crash and this dispossession of what we in this country have. So forget silly threats from outer space. Yeah, there are countries, you know, they told Meyer long ago, China is the next superpower. After 2020, the United States, as a superpower, will begin to cease to be a superpower.
We're talking with Michael Horn. Michael, we're going to continue in just a minute. This is The Other Side of Midnight, 1-800-848-9222. Straight ahead.
The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
I'm the sun and the air. All the shining stars come on.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. We're talking with Michael Horn. He's been my guest for the hour. He's the American representative for UFO contactee Billy Meyer. And he's been described by some as the world's leading authority on UFOs. Billy Meyer has been in touch with extraterrestrials for the last 78 years. Michael, let me ask you about some of the criticism of Billy Meyer and some of the skepticism that we're getting from the social media community. A gentleman named Stewart comments in the Facebook group, a quote from Billy Meyer's Wikipedia page in which he says, Meyer has been widely characterized as a fraud by skeptics and ufologists who suggest that he used models to hoax photos claimed to show alien spacecraft and that Meyer's prophecies repeatedly blame Jews, which he refers to as gypsies, for future atrocities. Any comment at all on the purported anti-Semitism or the allegation of hoaxing UFO photos?
Well, let's start with anti-Semitism. It turns out that Meyer has written extensively about not only anti-Semitism, but they foretold some time ago that there was going to be a rise, a dangerous rise in neo-Nazism that would be pretty much worldwide, and anti-Semitism was going to increase in all countries, and that unfortunately, you know, people of the Jewish faith or who are perceived as Jews, what have you, are going to be unfairly again targeted. The Pleiaren and extraterrestrials at one point gave him the exact number of people, the exact number of Jews, and then others who were killed in the Holocaust, and explained a lot about this, that it's when people say Meyer's an anti-Semitic in any way, there's no evidence of it. I mean, his warnings about this and his repudiation of it couldn't be stronger. These are people that rely. Wikipedia is a really anti-Billy Meyer thing. They talk. I'll come right back to the thing with models, but they say he's got a cult and this and that. And whenever people correct it, it's removed. This material is highly suppressed. And if you don't think so, why haven't you been hearing about this while Lou Elizondo and everybody's giving you these crappy, grainy videos? Oh, this is really something to worry about. We've got the clearest evidence ever. So as for models, absolutely categorically proven false. And as I said in the very beginning, when I said this has already been proven, this was proven that Meyer's photos of UFOs are absolutely real. It was proven again, first it was proven 78 years ago that wasn't good enough for people, and then it was proven when a hardcore skeptical former United States Air Force Office of Special Investigation and Department of Defense investigator supervisor interrogated me for 3 months in our charming Saturday morning phone calls because he thought the case was a hoax when he started the calls. At the end of August, he called me back. He said, hey, I'm going to tell you who I am, and I'm going to tell you about your Meyer case. Here's who I am. He sent me all his credentials. He was the real deal. He said, this Meyer case is authentic. It's ironclad. I'm writing an article for you, and I will take on any skeptics in on your behalf. We had two other people recently. There's been two new books on proving the authenticity of the UFO photos. There's a guy in England who made wonderful models like replicas, but we've already been able to debunk him so thoroughly that the program he was on would not allow us to come on and show that this was not a, you know, this was not a duplicate. I mean, every which way, anybody that wants to find out what the truth is, they could certainly go to my blog where I've got all these analyses, and you can go. We even have a thing where you can try to duplicate one of Meyer's photos yourself on using Photoshop, and you'll find out that it's a real object. I mean, this stuff, when I hear Wikipedia stuff, it's like, oh yeah, I'm shadow banned on YouTube all the time. I'll put up a comment somewhere to try and tell people in a UFO related thing, and I'm not a ufologist. I don't believe in that. So, okay, I put that up. A minute later, it's gone. You can't put up anything, if you're me and a few other people, about Billy Meyer. The powers that be do not like it. And that sounds, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just experience it. I've had death threats posted on YouTube that YouTube wouldn't take down. So we're a little familiar. Billy Meyer survived almost 24 attempts in his life, documented. I've seen bullet holes, witnesses. This is not this nonsense where suddenly Lou Elizondo and these people can get on every news show, Tucker Carlson and CNN and all this stuff, and give the same party line, and you will never hear that Lou Elizondo knows that he's lying. This man is a dishonorable liar, and you can take me to court if you want to. And Danny Sheehan, you are a dishonorable man for not telling the truth and for taking representing a liar who has betrayed his country by representing this hoax that's only going to push for war. And that's me. It's not the show saying it. You can come after me. It's not Frank Morano. I'm sick of this stuff, and it's going to continue. We know it. We're very good-natured about it because the chances that enough people will wake up in this country, certainly, and realize that the wool's being pulled over their eyes and they're being taken to the cleaners here is very slim. And that's why, you know, we smile. We go, okay, we know what's coming here. It's going to be rough, but this is what we do. We do it voluntarily, and you can be a skeptic. You can email me and tell me why it's a hoax. I'll respond to you. I'll send you stuff. I've got an attorney that's already said this is courtroom quality evidence, so I hope you can do better.
And again, if people do want to reach you, Michael, the best place to do that is theyfly.com.
Well, actually, the best one is really theyflyblog.com. And skeptic or fan of the case or whatever, if you want a free film, we did 10, 12 years ago, documentary on the Meyer case, where you get to see a lot of stuff that you don't get to see otherwise. It's free. You contact me. You can tell me you're a skeptic and you want to see the film. It doesn't matter. It gets to you for free.
Wow.
I love doing that.
That's at theyflyblog.com. They can reach out to you and get a free film.
Yeah, either any place. It's just like, look, people, make up your mind. This is, everything is changing so fast. We are going to have environmental disruptions that are going to come seemingly out of nowhere. We've got five volcanoes in Italy foretold they're going to blow. We were told that the earthquakes would precede them between 2015 and 2017. The earthquakes have preceded them. And when these things start, and now they're active, they haven't all gone, but part of Italy is going to go into the sea. Hold on to this recording.
Oh, believe me, I will.
South. Yeah.
So, is there any good news that we can look forward to, Michael, that the aliens have prophesized?
Sure, but it isn't in prophecy so much because the nature of prophecy is to warn people to avoid certain things. And the core of this case is not doom and gloom. It's an extensive body of information called a creation energy teaching, a spiritual teaching, a non-religious belief-free teaching of how to think, how the laws of the universe really work, like cause and effect, how our thinking works, so that when we are thinking and learning how to control the thinking, we don't end up with all of these kinds of calamities that are coming our way from around the corner because we've been irresponsible. We turned over our power to political, religious leaders, all these people. We didn't take responsibility for even our own lives. That's how we get into this mess. And that's why a teaching that says, here's a teaching, you apply it, you try it. If it works for you, then you know it's a true teaching. It's not a belief system. I don't even tell you you should believe any of the prophecies. Just start looking at history, read this information, check copyrights, and start to see that some of the stuff is right around the corner, folks.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Michael. The hour has flown by. I very much appreciate the time this morning and your patience, and I hope we can chat again soon.
Anytime, Frank. Thank you again.
Thank you. The website, theyflyblog.com. Michael Horn, the American representative for Billy Meier. Next hour, no guests. I'll take your calls. Any subject is fair game. We'll get into why the birth rate in this country is so low and what, if anything, the government should do about it. What do you think? 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Until next hour, keep asking questions.